My name is Michael Abrams Sprod. I'm the Roth Lecturer in Israel, Jewish Civilization and Holocaust Studies in the Department of Hebrew, Biblical and Jewish Studies at the University of Sydney. I'm also President of the Australian Association for Jewish Studies, and over the course of my entire career in education, which spans about 30 years, I've held a number of communal roles in a variety of education programs in Sydney and also abroad. My key specialization areas at the university and also in my own research are Holocaust studies, with a very particular expertise and interest in the experience of German Jewry under Nazism, also modern European Jewish history and the history of Zionism, history of the State of Israel and the conflict. As the title of my position might indicate, my teaching and research spans a very broad area, and my teaching at the university is particularly broad. Here at the university, I teach courses in modern Jewish history as well as medieval Jewish history. And when we're talking modern, in my area, I'm particularly talking about history of Zionism, the State of Israel, and the Arab-Israeli conflict.
We are talking to Dr. Michael Abrams Sprod, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michael, can you tell us about Jewish studies in Australia in general? We've got so many good Jewish day schools. What happened to all this knowledge?
Jewish studies across the country is probably, it's not as in good shape as the day schools, and would be fairly obvious why when we think about the day school system. It's a private system. When we're looking at Jewish studies across the public universities, we are looking at public universities where very often we have private donors who've actually contributed to those programs. So as you would expect, the larger programs are in the main Jewish centres of Sydney and Melbourne. And within that realm, you have a small number of universities that offer programs in both Jewish studies and also what I would call the languages of the Jews. And in that sense, our department is quite unique, other than being one of the oldest, in the sense that we offer three strands here. We offer a strand in classical Hebrew and biblical studies, a strand in modern Hebrew, and a strand in Jewish civilization, thought, and culture. It essentially means that within Jewish studies, we cover the entire historical period and also all of the languages of the Jews, Jewish literacy. This is quite unique. The other programs in other universities only do part of that. In that stead, the department here at the University of Sydney has always been and still is a very, very important provider as a feeder from the Jewish day schools, in, for instance, in training modern Hebrew teachers and also even day school teachers in Jewish studies.
Michael, do you think that the day school movement and the Jewish studies assist the Jewish community retaining its heritage and identity in Australia?
I think so. It's surprising the number of students that come into our program, because as you might expect, or even people might think, I mean, in fact, a modern Hebrew colleague, Dr. Yonah Gilad, and I visited all of the Jewish day schools in 2016. And part of the visit was all about telling them what we do. And we stressed that we do not just offer programs for people who want to only do Jewish studies or modern Hebrew. And the reality is that at any university level, students can do a small number of courses if they choose to. And so it's quite surprising the number of students who come from day schools, and even those who come from public schools but have had BJE education, and they simply decide that they might want to do a course in modern Hebrew to maintain some Ivrit, or they want to do some more history courses because they've enjoyed doing some history. And very importantly, as you indicate earlier, they also want to still connect with that Jewish community and continuity, and very much at that intellectual level.
We are talking to Dr. Michael Abrams Sprod, a lecturer at the Department of Hebrew, Biblical and Jewish Studies at the University of Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia. Michael, you're organizing a very interesting conference at your annual conference. Can you please tell us about it?
Yes, certainly. The conference theme this year, which we always develop a conference around a theme, is entitled Narratives and Counter-Narratives, Jews, Nation and Nationhood. It's to be held at the Sydney Jewish Museum. Essentially, it will bring together scholars from right across the globe that represent very much all of the historical epochs of Jewish history, as well as the strands of biblical studies and even post-biblical studies. The theme is actually quite a dynamic one because it beckons us to think about how stories are told and even how they are retold and quite often how they are conflicted. We are very fortunate this year to be hosting a number of international scholars, but also we've had a great deal of interest both from the academic community and, I must say, with much delight, from the wider Jewish community. We've had a great result of people registering and also making inquiries to come for either the entire conference or for individual sessions.
So what are the highlights of the conference?
What's exceptional for this conference, we have three keynote addresses. The first keynote address will be by Dr. Rachel Conn of the ABC, and she will actually be talking about her experience of watching Jewish identity, her understanding of how Jewish life has changed over the time that she has been in Australia from Canada. The second keynote address will be by Dr. Dan Porat, who actually is going to be talking about his most recent work, which looks at the Carpo trials in Israel. So this whole situation where we're looking at Holocaust survivors were prosecuted by the state for their actions during the Shoah, highly controversial, but also very, very interesting. And the third keynote, communal identity and journalist Sam Lipsky AM, is going to give a fascinating talk on the Australian Light Horse in Palestine in 1917. So we're really, really delighted that we have these three very, very prominent speakers. And then beyond that, we have a number of sessions where we actually divide them up into themes so people can actually attend a theme that is going to be geared more toward the classical. We have some on representations in cinema, some on Shoah, some on art, a whole variety of subjects.
Very exciting conference. Quite amazing the topics that you'll cover during the conference.
It's extremely broad, and in fact, at a head of school from the university here, when she actually looked at the program, she actually made a comment to me that one of the things that she always finds so dynamic about Jewish studies is because of the length and the breadth of the Jewish experience. Whenever we pose questions about the Jewish experience, or even when we want to engage, so broad and it's so rich. And the conference is going to be very much this.
Dr. Michael Abrams-Sprod, thank you very much.